This week, I thought I'd share with you some far-out experiences I had during a couple of readings with a level of consciousness called mass mind thought. While one of these readings was going on, I was taken to see a large, swirling gray sphere suspended in a sea of indigo. It was funny because I didn't remember seeing anything like it before, but I felt an immediate familiarity with it. Lam Sing just let me watch it for a while. I guess I was sort of mesmerized. It was massive. Layers of grayish hues that seemed alive as they slowly moved around on the sphere. Suddenly, the immensity of what I was seeing hit me as I realized the Earth was inside it. I had known about the effects of mass mind thought on those living on Earth, but this was a new perspective for me, and I was dramatically impacted. Imagine, we think of the beauty of Earth as we've seen it from photographs from satellites or the space station, and here I was, seeing this thick gray, swirling energy surrounding it. It was explained to me that these are energies from all the minds that have ever dwelt on Earth. That every mind or person, when they came and left the Earth, were influenced by it and contributed to it. And those living on Earth are living in this sea of collective thought energy. So, these swirling layers and hues of gray were and are levels of consciousness. Then in another reading, I was taken back to perceive the mass mind thoughts surrounding the Earth. But this time, I saw beautiful little lights that seemed to be dancing around on the surface of the gray mass. The closer I looked, the more and more I saw, millions of them, more and more popping up as I watched. Some as individual lights and some in groups, large and small. I was given the understanding that these are those in this lifetime of Earth consciousness who are seeking, intending, practicing, experiencing, living higher consciousness. Like some I saw were in meditation, others were in prayer, and then there were others who were in various acts of kindness or just living a life of goodness. Were these literal expressions? Is there actually a swirling mass of bands of thought surrounding the Earth? Are there literally millions and millions of little lights popping up in these times as expressions of those doing what good they know to do? Or was this manifested for me in order for me to get the impact? Who can say? Well, it does bring me back to the question I left you with in the last column. At what levels of consciousness do you surrender? From these two experiences, maybe you can have an idea as to why I asked that question. The actions, the inactions, and the thoughts and emotions that an individual holds within them all contribute to and are nourished from the sea of thought that surrounds and moves within and about us.